chances back, so take out those umbrellas again. Early morning, too, won't be as cool, and tomorrow a little warmer for the afternoon. Early morning tomorrow, the upper 60s to near 70. Scattered activity becoming likely throughout the day. Scattered tomorrow night and scattered again on Thursday. Each day will have high temperatures about low 80s. Drying out again with warmer temperatures. Sunny to partly cloudy each day over the weekend. Low to mid 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Greater New Orleans Military Show, exhibiting and selling world-class museum-quality military antiques and collectibles from the U.S., Japan, Germany, and from nations all over the world. Uniforms, hats, helmets, medals, patches, flight gear, vintage weapons from all eras and conflicts. Greater New Orleans Military Show, Saturday, Sunday, October 23rd, 24th, at the Castine Center, Mandeville. More info at greaterneworleansmilitaryshow.com.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I could hear you on that.
Are you there?
Hello. All right. This is Maritime Matters with your host, Eric Schein, having technical problems again. Very frustrating. There's a lot of interference going on in all regards. People need to focus on one thing and one thing, well, not just one, but the Council on Foreign Relations is a British organization that many of our quote-unquote leaders are members of, like Stacey Abrams. She's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a British secret society or organization. And Colin Powell, who just passed on, was also a member. And there's important things to know about Colin Powell. Not only was he a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, but he was also knighted by the Crown. And the British German crown, the European crown, it's basically one and the same now. The European Union is the modern day recreation of the Roman Empire. And they have set out to treat us much like Carthage or the Judean kingdoms in ancient times. I don't know if people realize that Judea, the kingdom of Judea, a wall was built around it by the Romans, and it was leveled by the Romans to where there was not one stone left standing on another stone. Same thing was done to Carthage, and it's the same thing that they're trying to do and are fairly far along, I hate to say it, here in the United States. We are living in the North American Union. It was George H.W. Bush who signed NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement. Bill Clinton got the recognition for doing that, and all he did was actually push it forward. Bill Clinton is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. George Herbert Walker Bush was a board member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Dick Cheney was a, or is, a when he was vice president, he was also the director of the Council on Foreign Relations at the very same time. And George W. Bush, whose father was knighted, it's a not just a term or a title, but it is inherited. So the son is also knighted, George W. Bush. This all, everything we're dealing with, supply line, wages, anything you want to look at, health, Fauci, Gates, Bill Gates, not only a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Microsoft is a member. It is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations and a member of the City of London. Everything is coming out of, and to be clear, Facebook is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Google is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Joe Biden is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. His Secretary of Defense, our current Secretary of Defense, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. This is extremely important because it is a British secret society that has infiltrated and infested our government since its creation in 1921. We also had, when Kennedy was assassinated, Alan Dulles and his brother John, whose grandfather was also Secretary of State and helped seize the Hawaiian Islands, not for America, but for Europe. We have been a vassal state under Roman civil law that has been codified here in the United States. It's not a joke. This is not cray-cray time. I mean, it is. This, what's going on is just insane. It's the same thing that they've done throughout history. We are much like, as a metaphor or analogy, Troy, where, you know, Homer and the Iliad and many people knew the tale of Troy and Achilles, and I'll get to the book. Hopefully I'll get back to it. The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History, which was written by Philip Bobbitt, another member of the Council on Foreign Relations. We are so far behind the eight ball, the cue ball. It is unimaginable, and people need to. I've been asking for help because I've come under attack and was prosecuted by the Department of Homeland Security through the Coast Guard as a naval officer. They stripped me of my naval commission, stripped me of my license as an officer in the Merchant Marine. They prosecuted me for 14 years. The Coast Guard charged me with, quote unquote, being depressed. Big Pharma was involved. They tried to force me into a, quote unquote, psych exam, and I refused because it was a violation of due process. They had to prove the charges first, and they were charging me with being depressed. So it's like, okay, really? This is a medical issue. It is something that they're, the federal government, this goes back to, you know, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, and it involves people like Ted Olson, Citizens United, and others, George W. Bush. The charges were brought against me under George W. Bush in 2003. They upheld the decision on appeal to the commandant in a branch of military that I've never been in as a civilian. The Department of Homeland Security is now housing the Coast Guard rather than the Department of Transportation. It is saying that it is a special branch of military that can enforce civilian law under its own version of military law. What is going on? And I've been trying to warn and inform and get word out and tell people who is behind this. And I don't know if it's because I'm part Irish or whatever. I was born and raised Roman Catholic. Roman Catholic Church is deeply involved. Europe is involved. The old world royal powers are involved. We're going to break 504-556-9696. And if you call in, if you can hear this broadcast, please acknowledge it. Please call in and let us know where you're calling from. WGSO AM 990, your program, Maritime Matters with Eric Schein, former naval officer and officer in the Merchant Marine.
Hi, this is Clay with Wichita Passion Live. Join me every Thursday from 1 until 2 p.m. for 1 hour of talk to talk about your passion and you.
At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you at Hyundai of Metairie. There's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Jimmy Setchum, who is the executive chef at Broussard's restaurant.
We just rolled out a new happy hour menu. Very French-inspired, small plates, some crab and corn beignets, andouille gougères, palms d'Auphine.
Andouille gougères?
Yeah, andouille, gruyere cheese, pot de choux dough, fried up actually instead of baked, so they get that nice crispy outside and fluffy interior. You get the cheese all melty. Doing some petite sandwiches as well. Make it very kind of French street-inspired. We're doing a mini croque monsieur, mini grilled cheese, little Cajun sliders.
Broussard's restaurant, 819 Conti in the heart of the French Quarter.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
The 32nd Annual New Orleans Film Festival invites guests to virtually explore over 170 films, plus presenting screenings at the Orpheum, The Broad, AMC Elmwood Theaters, and at the Broadside Outdoor Cinema. The New Orleans Film Festival runs November 5th to 21st. Visit NewOrleansFilmFestival.org for ticket and pass purchase info, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are. And just a friendly reminder, New Orleans Film Society members get free passes and great discounts at different levels. Visit NewOrleansFilmFestival.org for more information.
Don't have a lot of time. I'm in a pretty bad state of affairs. I've gotten hammered by the quote-unquote powers that be, the money trust, whatever you want to call it. Archie Morgan IV, who's related to J.P. Morgan. If you look at the academy I went to, you can go online. It's been under attack for God knows how long as well. The United States Merchant Marine Academy, Kings Point, and it was started by Roosevelt, and I'm not a fan of Roosevelt in any way, shape, or form. He's part of this with Kennedy and Morgan, the Roosevelts, Rockefellers, and many others. I mean, at the academy I went to, one of the barracks that we had. It was a military academy run by the Department of Navy, Naval Sciences Department. We had Delano Hall. And if you look into Delano, who that's how Franklin Delano Roosevelt gets his middle name. These families, and they're tied to Churchill. They're, you know, not just the money trust, but they're war profiteers. But we've got Facebook, who is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and it has multiple artificial intelligence supercomputers. And it's not the only one. Google is a member, and many of these members of the Council on Foreign Relations are also members of the City of London, and that's where all of this goes to. We are being conquered, and we are ending up much like Troy from the Iliad and Homer, if I remember correctly. It's been a while. And much of the stuff we were trained on, you know, like Descartes and Plato and Socrates and more at a military academy, not woke culture, but, you know, the classics where the Republic came from, which was in Plato's book, The Republic. I want to say it was like chapter 26 or something. And I'm thinking of Allegory of the Cave, which gets into a lot of what we're living in and dealing with, and the Matrix and the movies and et cetera, et cetera. This is all coming from even taxation, Roman, centralized government, Roman. Our founding fathers broke things up, and one of the founding doctrine, the founding principle, was the separation of powers doctrine. That's how we ended up with three branches of government, you know, Article 1, Article 2, Article 3, the legislative branch that makes the laws, the executive branch that enforces the laws, and the judicial branch that decides any disputes in and or outside of the law. They have come in and created our own enabling act, much like in Nazi Germany, which is the Federal Administrative Procedure Act, which is unconstitutional, where we have this fourth extra constitutional administrative branch of government that is running things, these technocrats, much like in Prussia. And Woodrow Wilson was instrumental in making that happen. But you need to focus on the Council on Foreign Relations. Everybody and their mother and their grandmother and grandfather and grandchildren, because this identifies, if you go to the Council on Foreign Relations roster, and they'll probably take it down, it's been up for a while, it has all, like Madeleine Albright, she's on there. Colin Powell, he's on there. Dick Cheney is a member. Donald Rumsfeld, and Rumsfeld was the head of Searle and brought aspartame on the market when the FDA was a honest, decent agency to an extent, which, you know, it's still unconstitutional. All these administrative bureaucracies or technocracies or ministries is more what they are. We are an extension of England, and that extension has been used to, and I mean, we're an extension of all countries, we're the melting pot. But with that said, predominantly our legal system, founders and more, and I'm not poo-pooing the founders because they did try, but the people that are doing this see themselves as royals, see themselves as better than the rest of us. I'm talking Harry and Meghan Merkel and the Queen and the Crown Agents, which is basically the Council on Foreign Relations, as a good place to start. It was started by Cecil Rhodes. He created Rhodesia, a new nation in South Africa, to seize control of the De Beer Diamond Mines to help fund what they are doing, which is a recreation worldwide of a system of united kingdoms that will be under one king, one man, no God. You will, much like in Rome, have to worship this man, and you could call him the Antichrist if you want. This is a Roman, it's kingdoms, you know. It's a very ancient, very old system that I believe is outdated. Many don't, because they get their benefits from and through this system. It's not a meritocracy, it's a genealogy, It's a rule by who you're related to, not by who you are and what you've done and or your knowledge base or hard work or anything else. People need to understand who the enemy is. Kingdoms, that is the enemy. That is what is going on. They're doing, like I was saying about Troy, they're trying to, like, Troy was a myth or a tale for a very long time. And many people said, no, it must be real. And no, there's too much evidence and whatever. And I'm trying to think of who the German archaeologist was who found it. But Troy was under 7 layers of other cities that had been built on top of it. And that's exactly what they're trying to do to the United States, the old United States, and the old Canada, and the old Mexico, and recreate a new North American Union right on top. And this gets into the Trans-Texas Corridor, to where much of what's going on with the ships on the West Coast and container. I mean, they've decimated our own merchant marine and our personnel, like they did to me as a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy and naval officer and licensed and degreed maritime officer in the United States Merchant Marine, shipping out on companies like APL, which is, it was sold off by Bush and Andrew Card, Secretary of Transportation at the time. And you just watch what Buttigieg does now with the Trans-Texas Corridor and more, because he's a globalist, a royalist, a Tory, for want of a better word. He is beholding to, and as are many of these other people, not just the Council on Foreign Relations and their members of, like Stacey Abrams, but they are also members of the City of London. And I think that speaks more and speaks volumes in and of itself, both those things. I am beside myself because I've been struggling to get the word on this. And one of the things that, like with Colin Powell, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, or was, and was also knighted by the Crown, Colin Powell helped cover up the My Lai Massacre. He gave us weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, supposedly, and he lied about it. There weren't any, and people are, waking up to that now, 20 years later or so. He also helped cover up the My Lai Massacre in Vietnam, and he did that. He was in charge of the investigation of the My Lai Massacre, and he covered it up to keep us in the war longer, to bankrupt the United States and to help distract us in this war in Vietnam, to help him and others infiltrate. Like, if you're the Secretary of Defense, like Lloyd Austin, and you're a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, well, guess what? You can funnel other members of the Council on Foreign Relations throughout the Defense Department, and you can break it from within, like they're trying to and have done a very good job so far, and they're not done. Break the Republic from within. And I've talked about this for the last, 10, 15 years or more, where they're good at this. They've done this before. They know how to do it. And if you remain silent and say nothing, it will overcome you. It will wash over you. Everyone, and I mean everyone, from young to old, needs to get involved, wake up, and start protecting some of the whistleblowers out here, like myself and others, who have been trying to explain the bigger.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking. Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
And now an important message from Josh Groban.
We are missing the sounds of a busy morning, the sounds of joyfulness, crowded sidewalks. We are missing the soundtrack of our lives. We all yearn to connect again, and we will, but we must keep following the necessary guidelines until we are all safe. Please get vaccinated. Let's bring back the soundtrack of our lives. Let's unite to prevent.
For more information, visit unitetoprevent.org.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Senate Commerce Committee Chairman Rick Ward says the state is still waiting on AT&T to explain why phone service went down in the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Ida. Ward says he's also yet to hear from utility companies on how much of a surcharge customers will pay for the repair and, in some cases, rebuilding of the power system following Ida. Ward's 39 years old, a Republican from Port Allen. He says he's talking with his family about possibly running for governor in 2023. He says his ability to work with both major parties could make him an attractive candidate.
What I have shown in my time in the legislature is that I work with anybody and everybody, as long as we're trying to work towards the right things.
A Pineville man accused of killing his own wife back in 2014 has turned himself in. 37-year-old Dustin Parra was indicted by an Avoyelles Parish grand jury last week with a second-degree murder charge. He's also charged with obstruction of justice for leading investigators to believe that Megan Parra committed suicide. His bond is set at $300,000. This is news on LRN.
They say America doesn't make anything anymore. They say no one stands behind their products. They say nothing is built like it used to be. But they haven't met us. We are Mueller, a family business building on 90 years of doing what they never could. Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings. Made in America. Made to last.
Mueller's online tools helped Jessica design her own building.
The 3D tool is so convenient. I was able to use it in the comfort of my home. I didn't have to physically go into the branch and try to describe to them what I was wanting. I was able to add the lean-to that I've been picturing on my building. I can add roll-up doors, windows. It's really cool. Once I finished my design, I was able to get a quote. I was amazed at how much my building looked like the building that I designed in the 3D tool.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
Hi, I'm Pete Canizzaro with Canizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales. We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Canizzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Canizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with three locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit CanizzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
bay leaf. We use bay leaves like crazy around New Orleans, but few people are sure what bay leaves taste like, what they add to a dish, or why we drop a leaf into every pot of gumbo or beans or gravy. It's easy enough to find out. Crack a bay leaf into some hot water and let it seep like tea for a few minutes. What you'll taste is subtle, less assertive than most dried herbs. There's something like cinnamon and vanilla in there, plus a flavor that can only be called herbal. Stories of people choking to death on bay leaves suggest a far-fetched but real danger, because one of the properties of bay leaves is that they do not break down easily. Remove them from the pot before serving the food in it, just in case. Bay leaves leaves come from the same laurel tree that supplies the crowns for Olympic winners, and they've long been used in cooking. Use them sparingly.
All right, we're back. This is Maritime Matters with your host, Eric Schein. I have to say, former naval officer, former officer in the United States Merchant Marine, who was prosecuted for, went on for 14 years by the United States Coast Guard. Not in the Coast Guard, never been in the Coast Guard. Coast Guard is carrying on military tribunals of American civilians. Behind the scenes, they have used administrative law to alter military law and redefine military law. They are now saying that they are a special branch of military in the Department of Homeland Security that they helped to create along with the Pentagon, people like Rumsfeld and others, and Dick Cheney, to where they are operating under military law outside of the Department of Defense, which is a breach of separation of powers and containment of the Department of Defense within and or the military within the Department of Defense and the four, now five, branches of the military, now sixth in this quote-unquote special branch, that says that the Uniform Code of Military Justice, that's supposed to be uniform and the same for all, is different for them. It's non-uniform and can be applied to not people not in uniform by people in uniform, which is not the Uniform Code of Military Justice or UCMJ or Title 10, because it's supposed to be by the same women and men in uniform upon men and women in the same uniform. Navy does the Navy. Navy also does the Marine Corps because the Marine Corps is part of the Navy still. The whole thing with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Milley is tied to the Council on Foreign Relations, as is the Secretary of Defense. The Council on Foreign Relations is a British royalist secret society that was started by a Mason named Cecil Rhodes, who owned and controlled De Beer Diamond Mines, who loved the Jesuit order and how they did things, and basically modeled this secret society, the Council on Foreign Relations, upon the Jesuit order, although it is not that. But people like Stacey Abrams, to all you people in Georgia who might catch this on the internet or somebody pass this on, and you need to spread the word. You need to know who the enemy is. This is all coming not from China. China's been invited to the party, and they are working with, or people within China are working with, the British, German, royal crown. Nothing against Brits, not unless you're helping with this and carrying this out, like Steele, Christopher Steele, MI6. Once you're MI6, you're always MI6. The Steele dossier was an attack by British intelligence, the United Kingdom, and I may not and probably will not survive much more of this, but India is starting to realize, as it has for a very long time, and China's actually starting to realize who's behind all this and what they're up to, because China has a long and storied history with England, not only in the Boxer Wars or Boxer Rebellion, the Opium Wars, Hong Kong, where the British seized it in 1841, held on to it to turn it into the largest Trojan horse of extreme corporatism, like Mussolini, not like America and, you know, John Deere. Oh, wait, John Deere is a corporate member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I believe United is as well. I believe Southwest Airlines is as well. So we have the people at the top, minimally, and men like Terry McAuliffe. I mean, God, just look at the guy and look at his history and look who's behind him. Stacey Abrams is pushing Terry McAuliffe, who's tied to Clinton. Bill Clinton is a member of, he's a Rhodes Scholar, which was created by Cecil Rhodes, which is part of and tied to the Council on Foreign Relations. 7,000 people educated and put in place to take back the United States and reclaim it like Cecil Rhodes. That was his dying dream that he put in his will from 1877. You can look this stuff up if you can still find it. To reclaim the United States as the lost colony to the British. He didn't say German, but, you know, the Windsors are German. They're Saxe, Coburg, Gotha, and they're related to the Habsburgs. And the last 1,300 years of European history has been owned and controlled by the Habsburgs, whether you want to believe it or not, whether you want to argue what family is really in control or not. Philip Bobbitt, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, wrote the book, which I've mentioned, The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History. And he outlines in the book, which I believe, because they're like touting this and, you know, proclaiming it and making sure that people know or have been given notice, that the Habsburgs have controlled the last 1,300 years of European history, which means they have controlled the last 1,300 years of world history. And now we're starting to realize why China built a wall. It was to keep the British out. And their royal designs, the dynastic families in China are working with, and this goes to Taiwan and chips and more, and China going into Taiwan, and if you look in Japan, the Philippines, and more, to where history is repeating itself. And it is cyclical. Just go back 100 years and see where we're at in 1921, 1821, 1721. And look what went on in Europe, whether it be the French Revolution or one Napoleon or the other. All the various kingdoms at war with each other for a very long time. And it's the same old, same old. And if you want to bend your knee, bow your head, worship a man, which is the Antichrist, you know, these tales are told for a reason, and they're hidden and taken over by the elite and, you know, King James Bible and who commissioned that. Or do you want to live in a system of self-governance where you can stick up for yourself and get in some sort of a venue to where it's not absolutely corrupt from head to, you know, I can't even begin to tell you what the police officer that charged me became the prosecutor. The prosecutor they had, or the judge, is both of them, all of them, are all members of the executive branch. So law enforcement is carrying on its own privy councils or star chambers, much like they do from, or in Canada. Canada didn't get its independence till 1976. Canada is deeply involved in taking over, and this gets into the Texas Texas Trans-Pacific Corridor or whatever, but it's going from Panama, and you see this influx of immigration of hundreds of thousands of people that were set up, John McCain, in Colombia all the time. If he wasn't in the Senate, he was in Colombia, setting up these mass immigrations, and, you know, it's basically treason, along with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and others, not only going to Haiti, of course, to set up these mass migrations, and to Central America, because that is the hub. That's where this corridor, and it's supposed to be a mile wide, container and cargo, rail and high speed and highway, and gets into the sovereignty of the truckers and more, because they've tried to do this, even had Mexican truckers with Mexican trucks coming into the United States for a long period of time under Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld, to where this is that push again under Biden, who was under Obama, and Obama was an extension of Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld, believe it or not. This is socialist on the mild side. It's communist on the violent side. It is royalist at the top. It is collectivist, which is the banks doing it. And you have to be very careful about Ethereum and Bitcoin and Dogecoin and all these other alternatives, because it's very similar to what went on in the early 1900s with currency. And one of the reasons that the Federal Reserve Act was passed on Jekyll Island in Georgia, think Stacey Abrams, think Terry McAuliffe, there's something special, and I mean in an evil and sinister way, and sorry to all you Georgians, and I've actually been to Georgia and the Soviet Union back in the day on a ship, and I would share on that on another show, but and a number of other nations all over the world, Taiwan, China, etc. I hear the music coming up. 504-556-9696, just throwing out the number. I'd like to hear from somebody far away to where you're hearing the broadcast and test the tower and see what kind of distance we're getting on this. I don't know if...
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
This is Tony Peppers, host of Tea is for Tony, airing every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 on WGSO. We'll be talking about all the hot events happening around the world with a refreshing perspective. Be sure to tune in, WGSO.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, for our exciting 10th season in the Red Zone, covering Saints football all season long at the Hilton Riverside in the Spirits Bar.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
WGSO, from the Fuca Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
This is an important message on care for pets in hurricane areas from the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disaster like a hurricane can devastate the lives of pets as well as people, so you can expect the behavior of your pet to change. Normally quiet cats and dogs may become aggressive or defensive. Recovery may take from days to months. Here's how to help. Check your pet for injury. Be careful with your pet as it adjusts to its changed world. Downed power lines or debris may pose threats. Familiar sights, sounds, and smells may be gone. Let your pet have familiar toys and plenty of sleep. And to prevent its escape, release it only into an enclosed room or yard. If your pet was without food or water for an extended time, give it small amounts every few hours. And as soon as you can, let a veterinarian check it for dehydration. This message is brought to you by the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
Okay, we're back. This is Maritime Matters with your host, Eric Schein. I was a naval officer on special duty serving in the United States Merchant Marine, with that program being taken down because we don't have a Merchant Marine. And the Coast Guard, who's the commandant involved in my own affairs, tied to J.P. Morgan through Archie Morgan. Archie Morgan being their family tied to and on the Council on Foreign Relations, part of the banking trust or money trust. But Thad Allen, and I brought this up before, he was the commandant of the Coast Guard. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he's now involved with NASA. So see some other issues and our problems there, but I wanted to read a text real quick that I had sent off to somebody, and I'd say who, but won't. Boston Dynamics is tied to the CFRs, Council on Foreign Relations. Google, that is also on the corporate board of the Council on Foreign Relations and a member of the City of London, bought Boston Dynamics that makes all those robots. And Elon Musk is making robots now. Bought Boston Dynamics back in 2013. They've sold it and passed it around, you know, through different companies and corporations, and then spun it off into its own again and whatever. But Google has multiple artificial intelligence supercomputers. So tie that with Boston Dynamics and Elon Musk, who's making robots, who's tied into all this. AI supercomputers can now be set up in less than a week. And there are way more already than people think. And many companies that are tied to the Council on Foreign Relations and the City of London have multiple artificial intelligence supercomputers of their own. There's hundreds, if not clearly a thousand or more around the world. Boston Dynamics Robotics was sold to Japan's SoftBank in 2017. Killer robots that are highly functional are being displayed openly to the public and will soon swarm Taiwan from both sides of the conflict to secure microchip dominance as they are being made obsolete. And that will just be a test field, but the main goal there is for China to reclaim Taiwan, or to claim Taiwan as its own, along with most likely the Philippines, even Japan. Japan and China have had a little tug of war going on for a very long time. There will be swarm bots that can fly and coordinate efforts. Terminator is here now. All I can do is try to, with the last breath, speak out. Bush 1 signed NAFTA, not Clinton. Bush 2 signed the SPP that created the North American Union that is now in force and effect because Kamala Harris is going to the southern border of the North American Union, not the United States and Mexico, but the border between Mexico and Guatemala. That's why Guatemala is involved in all of this. That's why the Central America is involved in all of this. This invasion to overrun our borders and employment and any rights that you thought you might have had under the Constitution and Bill of Rights and more, even the state. I mean, they've already set it up to have 10 regions or districts throughout the United States instead of 50 states. And this kind of follows the whole, like, 9th district, et cetera, 6th district, et cetera, going to the appellate courts and who they own and govern, to centralize even more so, not to break up to where there's a North and a South California, because that's also been a goal and an object. But the goal is to, and if they do that, even if they did here in California did so, which would be scary, it's not to bring the power back into the hands of the people. It is to take it away. And in Philip Bobbitt's book, he tells us that what they're trying to do and what they are doing is to separate us from our own government so that of, by, and for the people does not exist. These people are, you know, and to Mark Levine, who's on later, American Marxism. This is not just socialism. This is communism. And it is being used by the royals. So it's really royalism. But extreme capitalism, fascism, corporatism, socialism, communism are all tools or weapons that they use to centralize power, overrun things like the separation of powers doctrine, which was done away with in 46, 47 by the Administrative Procedure Act that married all three of the great powers, legislative, executive, and judicial together under the executive branch, to where we're now, the executive branch is stronger than in a kingdom. Because even in a kingdom, Lord Coke and others did everything they could to, before Jefferson and others here, to break up the power, to take it out of the hands of one man or one woman or one couple or their familial lines and place it more in the hands of the people. I mean, that was the Magna Carta, to where it at least put it in the hands of the barons, brought it closer, not quite in the hands of the people. We were all still property. And what is going on right now, unless you resist and unless you do something about it, unless you become better informed, it is, if not already has, to make us all back into nothing but property, where you are nothing more, nothing less than an automobile or a robot made by Tesla. You know, just think of that, not just Minority Report, but iRobot. You know, Philip K. Dick, right? The author wrote a lot of these seminal works that we are all caught up in the midst of, and being caught like a deer in headlights does not bode well for any of us, or leaving anyone out there on their own. Like, I've been hanging out, I've been doing everything I can at my own expense to try to warn and inform. Oh, TikTok, another corporate member of Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, all corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you look at the number of educators who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, you'll also see what they've done with critical race theory and all this other stuff, to where it is, the Council on Foreign Relations is the enemy of the people. I cannot say that more clearly. Any member, anybody related to the Council on Foreign Relations should be assumed to be a foreign agent of royal crown interests, royal foreign crown interests. They are enemies to all republics. Hell, China used to be a republic. India, I mean, just look around. Russia, that was the government of the day. Try to be a republic, self-governance. The British have done everything to make sure republics don't work. They are the enemy of the people. They are the enemy of republics. They are not our friends. Peace. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully.
Across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings,